have you ever bought new stuff to organize and hold your old stuff in order to make room for more stuff? Do you sometimes find and bring home good boxes, knowing that someday you'll probably have some stuff to put in those boxes? Have you ever been so envious of or wishful for another's life that you were unable or unwilling to celebrate his or her successes, ability, or good fortune? You look at them and say to yourself, "What about me? That's not fair. Why isn't that me?" Has the grammar of your life ever been predominantly in the first person singular? I want, I need, I did, I hope, I achieved, I accomplished. I. Have you ever bought something to make yourself feel better? Maybe because you were sad, lonely, angry, scared. You wanted a new life or a new feeling more than a new thing, but you bought it anyway. If any of this sounds familiar, then we just might know something about greed in our own lives. I say that not as a judgment or a criticism, but in recognition that I, and maybe you too, can be as much a barn builder as the guy in the parable Jesus told us about in today's gospel. By way of personal example, last week I found out the very sad news that Dillard's was closing at the Cary Town Center. But the great news was that everything was on sale. So I dashed over and found that so much of their merchandise had already been sold. But my love of shoes had me hurrying to their shoe department to see what was left. I didn't stop to ask myself if I really needed another pair. It had been a tough week, so a little retail therapy wouldn't hurt, right? I purchased a pair of shoes that are exactly like a pair I already own. But gee, they were on sale, and it'll be great to know I have them waiting when the pair I have and love to wear will eventually wear out. And then I realized belatedly that this particular pair of shoes was not on sale after all. But I rationalized that I would need them one day soon. So I drove home with my new pair of shoes, and I found I didn't have room for even one more shoebox in our clothes closet. So I had to make room for them in another closet. So as Jesus warns, there are all kinds of greed. It might be shoes, books, or any other tangible thing. It might be amassing money, land, or other wealth. But greed can also be about time, attention, approval, love, knowledge, power, control, being right, being in charge, or 1,000 other things. Ultimately, though, greed is not about any of these things. They are just the symptoms or pointers to the deeper issue. The issue is not about quantity, but a condition of the heart. Greed is really just a way of dealing with our own feelings of deficit and emptiness. It's not so much about having enough, but about being enough. When we believe ourselves deficient, when we lose belief in ourselves, when we feel we are not enough, then we get greedy. We use things and other people to fill the hole inside us. Greed uses external things to deal with internal matters, and it rarely works. It leaves us wanting more, always seeking the next dollar, the next pair of shoes, the next word of approval. The thing is that greed steals and deprives us of what we want most. Greed thieves us of our lives. It's not that God doesn't want us to save for retirement or future needs. It's not that God doesn't want us to eat, drink, and be merry and enjoy what God has given us. We know from the Gospels that Jesus spent time eating and drinking with people and enjoying life. But he was also clear about where his true security lay. It's all about priorities. It's about who is truly God in our lives. It is about how we invest our lives in the gifts that God has given us. It is about how our lives are fundamentally aligned toward ourselves and our passing desires, or toward God and our neighbor, toward God's mission to bless and redeem the world. A seasoned minister once said, "I have heard many different regrets expressed by people nearing the end of life, but there is one regret I have never heard expressed. I have never heard anyone say, 'I wish I hadn't given so much away. I wish I had kept more for myself.'" Life does not consist of abundance of possessions, Jesus says. Somewhere deep within us, we already know this. We really do. This is not new for us. And I say that because think about the day you held your child or grandchild or niece or nephew for the very first time. Think about the times you pulled him or her close and whispered your dreams into those tiny ears. Recall the last child you saw baptized. Recall the day a friend introduced you to his or her newborn child. Recall the faces of school children or the children we watch here at St. Paul's processing out to Children's Chapel. Do you remember that time? Can you picture their faces? What were your greatest hopes and dreams for that child? What were your sincerest prayers for his or her life? What did you desire more than anything else for that little one? Was it a big fancy house? A closet full of shoes? A garage full of tools? Did you pray that they would always be on the winning team? That they would be rich and wealthy? Did you hope they would be number one in their class? Or that they would be more powerful, important, and successful than everyone else? No, that's probably not what you hoped and prayed for that child. Why weren't those your first concerns? Because something in you already knew that life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. And if you know that to be true for them, you know it to be true for yourselves. You wanted more for that child, those children. I'm betting you prayed they would find meaning and purpose in their life. You hoped their life would be filled with joy. You wished them a world of peace. You prayed they would look in the mirror and see their own beauty, that they would trust their own goodness, and that they discovered their own holiness. You prayed they would find that special one and know what it is like to love and be loved unconditionally. You wished them to imagine all the possibilities of their life. The reason those things were your prayers, hopes, and wishes is because somewhere deep within, You know and want those same things for your life. You touched your own richness towards God. You caught a glimpse of the treasure that you are and want to be, the treasure God knows you already to be. What if you lived that way? How would your life be different? Amen.